This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays and it's time for a Double D Mad Wednesday because you're driving home today with Dean and Dean.
2 days are better than one, Dean.
It's absolutely right. I feel like we're leading into some bananas in pyjamas territory. Like, that's right, D1. I know, D2. It's the way it's just going to go. We're going to have a whole heap of fun this afternoon. We've got Counsellor's Corner coming up after 5:30. And today with our lovely counsellor, we are going to be talking about holiday stress. Do you get a lot of stress, D1? You're D2. I'm D1. What are we thinking?
Yeah.
D2, do you have, what's your, do you get stressed on the holiday?
I am this year because I am hosting my family this year.
What?
Yeah,
you're doing. Wait, how big? All right, so I'm Italian. So hosting family Christmas means up to 70 people arriving at your house.
I have 11.
Oh, girl, you're fine. 11 people.
Yeah, but my table hasn't arrived yet.
I'm sorry, what?
I ordered a table so we could all.
Your table for every, like a table big enough for all 11 people.
Yeah.
And when was it supposed to arrive?
Yesterday.
No. No. Are you concerned at all?
I was.
It is the season to have postage be late, it seems.
Yeah, and then they rang me while I was on air this morning to say that it was there then, and I'm like, well, I can't collect it now.
Oh, wait, so at least the table's in a spot so you can go and get it tomorrow.
No, they said they're hopefully going to bring it tomorrow now.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully.
This is going to be one of those holiday stories that would make a great movie one day. So is this the first time you've hosted your family's Christmas?
In 7 years, yeah.
Oh, okay, and everyone's just coming around to yours.
Yeah.
It's high pressure.
It is.
Have you planned what you're cooking?
I have.
What is it?
I've got roast pork, 2 roast turkey rolls, and a ham. We've got potato salad, veggies.
I actually do 3 different types of potato salads on Christmas Day.
Really?
One that is just with vinegar, oil, and salt.
Ooh.
One that's with eggs and prosciutto.
Nice.
And mayo. And another one where I get creative every year even more. Because some people like more mayo, some people like less. And I like to find a happy medium.
That does sound like you.
I mean, when it comes to carbs, you know, like why do one thing when you can do 3?
Why not? You can do it all. Don't forget your roast potato too.
Oh, no, not in summer, not roast potatoes.
I'm Irish.
Fine, whatever. Look, when we're talking about holiday stress, your stress is that a table hasn't arrived, but a lot of people deal with a lot more stress at this time of year. There's always so much going on. Some people feel isolated. So we're going to be talking after 5:30 about how you can help cope with that. But if you want to let us know about some of your Christmas stress, whether it's planning, whether it's buying presents, whether it's your table hasn't arrived, or whether it's just preparing a meal, or even just the fact that you're going to see your family, if that's what's stressing you out, why don't you have a chat with us? We can start talking. We don't need to wait till 5:30. Why don't you hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honor@joy.org.au and share your Yuletide festiveness with us, because if we can kick your Yuletide up, if we can't do it, no one can.
No, that's right.
Absolutely not. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. It's 2 G's coming at you with the Double Dean Mad Wednesday. You're on Joy. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and it's Double D for the end of the decade with Dean and Dean.
I'm D2.
And I'm D1. Oh, my God, the bananas in pyjamas. It's too hot to be in a peel anyway, but the outfits alone. This weather has been driving me crazy. It's been so dry and wonderful, but also not wet.
Yeah. Yes, your hay fever is driving you nuts.
It's been driving me a little crazy. We all heard my coughing fit earlier. I have not been able to get a manage of it this year. My hay fever has been out of control. And so has my sense of whether it's warm or cold or not. I've got no idea anymore.
No one does, because one day it's cold, the next day it's 40
well,
degrees.
Well, welcome to Melbourne. But it is the season to be jolly. It is the festive season that we all are happy and here for. You know what? I was talking about my rainbow Christmas tree that I bought a couple of weeks ago on the show. And I actually got a few private messages through to Mad Wednesday with listeners saying they wanted to see what my tree looked like. Now, it's not completely finished yet. If you do follow me on social media, you'd know I had a gaggle of homosexuals come around on Sunday night just to take a break from their afternoon drinking before their evening drinking, and took off all their tops in my house. So I said, if you're going to do that, I insist you go out into the hallway, get the box marked Christmas tree, open up my Christmas tree and put out my rainbow Christmas tree, which I think was fair.
Those photos were very entertaining to look at.
But it was just more of an opportunity for them to do the work and then me not to bother. Yeah. I set my Christmas tree up on Monday and I was like, right, now all I have to do is find my decorations. Now, regular listeners will know I live in an apartment complex where my family also live. So and you only get your decorations out once a year. So I thought I'd given them to my dad and he'd put them in his storage spot. I spent 2 days going through the whole apartment complex. Couldn't find them. I'm like, oh, well, going to have to go and buy some more decorations. Thought, hang on, let me just check on that pile in the corner of my study. And that's exactly where they were, just sitting at the bottom of a giant pile of stuff in the corner of my study. Anyone who's seen my house will know that corner is actually the whole room, which is filled with stuff. But I found my Christmas decorations. So now my rainbow Christmas tree has white, black and dark purple baubles all around it.
Ooh.
I was very excited.
It's going to look amazing. I can't wait to see
it. Well, I'm going to have to put a picture up so everyone can see it and I can make Robbie jealous. But the highlight for me in the past week was my lovely little niece. My niece and nephew are over at my parents' house all the time that are across the hall from me. But we've never really let them into Uncle Dean's home. One, because of my butt plug door stops. And two, because who knows what could fall on them and then they could be trapped. So my apartment is one where they don't often get to, even though I'm the funnest uncle ever. And instead I thought, oh, there's a rainbow Christmas tree. Layla, my lovely little niece, I went, want to come and have a look at it? And she goes, okay. Got very excited, then got freaked out because a mate of mine was over and didn't like the look of him and left. The next morning, drags my auntie into my house, bangs on the door. I want to see the tree. I'm like, okay, she's three. She comes in. Ooh, it's pretty. She sees the baubles. I want to decorate it. I'm like, great, free labor. Problem solved. Didn't think it through. All of my decorations are at the bottom of my tree. Like, there's nothing on top, all on the bottom. But it was so cute just watching her going, ooh, this is pretty, and then putting it on the bottom of the tree. It's very bottom heavy. I know what that's like, but I guess it's the season to rock and roll.
Did she make my mistake and put them all in the one corner as well?
Well, I put the tree in the corner, so then there's no need to decorate the back of it, even though part of that back is facing my balcony, which is all glass. So if you go into the balcony, you'll see I haven't decorated the other side. But my theory is, who cares? Like, it's only going to be up for a week.
I love
it. So I'm not really worried about it.
I haven't even got to decorating mine yet.
You haven't even got a table.
No. Yeah, well, that's true too. We're working on that, though. We're working on it.
So, yeah, your tree is up. Because you just got to make sure you've got all your decorations up before the family come around.
That's right.
On Christmas Day. That's all you've got to do. It's high pressure this Christmas season. It's very high pressure. Oh, we've just gotten a message in. This is from England. Oh, hello. It's from Peter in Westerham in England. We're talking about this hot weather we're having.
Yeah.
Saying, hello, D&D. It's currently 2 degrees in Kent.
Oh.
We're facing a high of 8 during the day, rising to 10 degrees Celsius this evening. Being in England, you won't be surprised to hear it's raining. Last month I was in San Francisco and spent Thanksgiving with friends. It's rained for the first time in 6 months on the day I arrived, and it's rained for the next 6 days. I went to Palm Springs in California desert, and yeah, it rained again and was cold. Pretty chilly in Kent. Thanks for being my Wednesday breakfast show. Oh, well, we're more than happy to be your Wednesday breakfast show, Peter.
I can't believe he got it to rain in a desert.
I mean, more importantly, Peter, we could really use you to come to Australia, just specifically the bushland of New South Wales.
Yeah.
If you could just come there and let it rain, we'd really appreciate it. Just something for you to think about. Think of the children, Peter. Think of the children. Anyway, we're going to be diving in for the next hour, talking more holiday shenanigans. We're going to be talking about how you cope with Christmas stress. How do you cope with stress on the holidays, whether it be from family or other things? We're going to be having the counsellor's corner after 5:30, but why don't you let us know some of the techniques you've got or some of the hassles you're having? Hit us up 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au, because why make things harder? Speaking of harder, this is Harder by Jax Jones and Baby Rex. I don't know how to say that surname. You're on Mad Wednesday with Double D's on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.